wonderful feast today of the Transfiguration, in which we hear again the heavens opened and the Father says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We heard that as well. At Jesus' baptism, the same thing happens. I find it very telling that the Father is saying that about the Son. Let me back up. Whatever happens to Jesus as the head of his body, the church, is then going to happen to the body. So what happens to Jesus, what's fulfilled in him, is a foretaste of what we get, of what's going to happen to us. What's our proof? The Blessed Mother. She already gets to feel the benefits of the saving power of Jesus Christ, that he is fully God. And we have her feast coming up, that she's assumed body and soul into heaven, pointing us, saying to us, that's where we're going to be, body and soul. And so what happens to the head is going to happen to the body. So when Jesus hears from the Father, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," that's what God the Father says about us. But I think it's telling that he's saying this to his Son and that others witness before he actually saves us. Jesus hasn't saved us at that point yet. He didn't suffer, die, and rise from the dead. So why is he so pleased in him? Because he's his Son. Not because of what he's doing, but because of who he is. He's the Son of the Father. And why does God take delight in us? Because we're his children. Not because of what we do or don't do. It's because of what God does that he takes delight in us, meaning that he has adopted us as his true children. So in this Feast of the Transfiguration, when Jesus shows his glory, that he's God, that he's taking away the scandal, the cross is right around the corner, they need this encouragement in their faith. He is going through and showing to them and to us what is his glory will one day, and one day soon, be our glory too.